You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday and go ETH.
Go ETH.
Go ETH. Okay, I'm just going to, you know what? I'm just going to always open the show with go ETH from now on. Go ETH.
Go ETH. Oh, my.
Do your research, not financial advice, but go ETH. Welcome, everyone. I was optimistic. Y'all didn't listen to me. I said I'm optimistic. Hello. I was a caller and an analyst, and I would always hint, but never give financial advice and hint, and go ETH. So, happy Taco Tuesday to y'all. Just, like, put that in there, but today I had cottage cheese, and we'll talk about that later, but go ETH. So, we hit two all-time highs. We broke two all-time highs on ETH.
Let's go. Friday,
we hit, I think it was 48.50 and change on Friday.
Yep.
And then Sunday, we broke another all-time high, 49.50 on Sunday. This was just 2 days ago, guys and girls and all y'all out there. 2 days ago. So I said last week, when we break through our 48, we are on our next leg up and we hit two all-time highs. Now, here's the thing. Because we talked about this last week, that there's a holiday weekend coming up, right? And we always range trade right before that happens. So holiday weekend. It's also end of the month, first of the month, on the second. People come back on a Tuesday. They come back full force into the markets. Over the holiday, they like range trade and hedge their positions. Well, everybody went in and started buying because they knew that we were going to go on a leg up on next Tuesday. But I don't think the market realized that we were going to run as much as we did over the weekend. Like, I don't think anybody anticipated that. And so y'all are looking at your portfolio. Good for you, y'all smart traders, right? Everyone's looking at their portfolio and they put in their profit taking. If you've been listening to us for 2 years, where do we always say that you put in your profit taking? Right before the certain key number, right? So 5,000 is that key number. So where do they profit take at?
49.50.
So if you've been listening to us for 2 years, you probably all are smart traders now and know what happens. But that's okay, right? We all profit take. So we had a bounce back. We had like a pullback on our profit taking, which normally happens when we hit those key numbers. We broke through two all-time highs, 48.50, 49.50 on Sunday. People profit took, and so it came back and it dipped, started range trading. And what happens right when we range trade? We range trade, right? So there's dips, buys, ins. It comes up, there's sell-off, dips, buy-ins, top, sell off. That's the range. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And then we go to a next breakout. And so today we went back to 46 and change, almost 46.50.
Almost.
And we had dipped down to 43, which is like normal. This is what happens. They profit take. And so there's still the next Tuesday with volume when people come back from a holiday weekend. And if people are smart, they don't start buying on Tuesday. They start buying over the weekend when the market's quiet. When a market is quiet, before everybody jumps back in, that's that key moment, right?
Right.
So think about it. Like, if you're flying and you're taking a trip, when do you book your air?
On a Tuesday.
On Tuesday, right now. So you book it when the market is quiet and there's not a high demand. You don't book it on a holiday weekend because the thousands and millions of people want to book the air the same day that you do. So prices go up. So you buy in when it's quiet, and that's usually on a holiday weekend. And I think what happened is everybody anticipated next week and they got prepared for it and started buying in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, right? A week in advance.
Right.
So we have that. The other thing, the other key thing is the Fed meets mid-September. And we always have pre-rumor, like a rumor. We have a rally on a rumor. And so 2 weeks before, which it always happens, which would be September 1st, September 2nd, is 2 weeks before the Fed meets. And there's an 85% chance based on the market that we should have potentially a quarter rate cut at least, right? So optimism in the market again, a quarter rate cut potentially. Do your own research, not financial advice, but rumors rally a market. So 2 weeks before is that September 1st date, right?
Right.
September 2nd is when everybody comes back from holidays and volume comes back into the market. And it's also the first of the month, another volume. So we have three volume key things happening all on September 1st and September 2nd. We have people back from the holiday, volume. First of the month, volume. 2 weeks before the Fed meets, volume. So again, do your own research, not financial advice, but I think everyone got ready because they knew it was going to happen and started getting into the market, and we hit two all-time highs, Friday and Sunday. So when ETH is on sale, what do you do? Do your own research, not financial advice, but invest $10. That's all it takes. Try $10. We're not asking you to throw thousands and millions and billions, even though a lot of people have been doing that lately.
A lot of big people have.
So name off some of the key buy-ins that have happened recently. We have so many institutional big companies, a lot of people buying in ETH because ETH is undervalued. We're going to talk about it, but think about this, right? BTC all-time high, I think it hit 124,000. Bitcoin, BTC, was once at $100 and lower, right?
Right.
And only like what, 2020, it was only at like 6,000, I think,
Think it
maybe.
was close to that.
Okay, so like we can look at the numbers and look exactly.
Yeah.
But think about this, right? BTC was once at the price that ETH is. BTC is considered like the number one spot in crypto. ETH is the number two spot in crypto. ETH is undervalued, and we're at that key mark right around that 5,000. We already broke out past our two all-time highs. BTC has hit about 10 or 12 all-time highs just in the last couple of months. ETH has only hit their first two all-time highs since inception. No, just kidding. No, it's been we haven't hit our all-time high in over a year. We hit two all-time highs over this weekend. So once you push past that barrier, right? We go past that 4,800, that's the one push through. We go past the 4,900, that's the second push through. We go through 5,000, that's the next push through. And we have all that potential to be where Bitcoin is priced out at 124,000 at its all-time high. We have that potential. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but ETH has a lot more use cases on it. It's undervalued. It has more things that people do with ETH. They have smart contracts. They do real-world assets. You can trade meme coins on them. Meme coin volume is, what did we have on that number? Do you have that on your handy dandy
In
list?
not
It's in our
not on
one
my
page.
handy dandy not on my handy dandy list,
We'll
but I
come
can
back
grab it
there,
really quick.
but we'll talk about meme coin volume. Meme coin volume. So there's so many more use cases, so many more things to use in ETH. More reasons for people to buy ETH because they need it to do contracts and to trade on and to do real world assets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm optimistic. Do your own research on financial advice. And if you're doing shots, every time I say it, you're probably out of your bottle now. But
Already.
okay, so name a couple different institutionals and businesses and stuff that have bought ETH recently. So ETH is Ethereum, if you all are new to us.
Yes. So we have SharpLink, who added 56,533 ETH today to their reserve, now topping $3.6 billion. We
Yeah,
have
so think
mine.
about that. 300, what, 365,000 and change times the ETH price. And ETH is at 4,600 plus. So you times the amount of ETH times 4,600. That's how much they invested.
That was just today, too.
And that's just today.
533 ETH just today.
So they know that ETH was at a good price right now. It's on sale. And all these key things happening. So another one.
Bitmine, as of today, added $46 million in ETH to their holdings. We have SharpLink approved a $1.5 billion buyback with their ETH treasury. I think that was on Monday.
Oh my.
the numbers get crazier and better because we have people rotating from Bitcoin into ETH.
Yes, they're going out of Bitcoin and they're buying ETH because ETH is undervalued. Do your research, not financial advice. Okay, go.
We have one of the longest term Bitcoin whales who has a $1.6 billion valuation in Bitcoin, rotated $113 million of their Bitcoin into a $240 million Ether long. They're bullish on Ethereum. We have another one who sold $76 million worth of Bitcoin to open an Ethereum long. These are the biggest Bitcoin players switching their positions to Ethereum longs.
So long, for y'all who don't know, that means that they anticipate ETH is going to go up. That's the degen version of it. That's the simplified version. That means that they're going in and they anticipate ETH going up. So they're leveraging their money that they anticipate that Ethereum will go up in value. That's a long position.
Right.
So they're leveraging it, though. So if you leverage it and you do a long, you don't have to buy all of it. You can buy a certain amount, saying, and then it leverages the rest of it in anticipation that it would go up. And if it goes up, you get the profit based off of what your position was.
Right. And then I did pull that number for the total volume on meme coins. It is $22.5 trillion in volume.
Right. And then it's probably gone up even more since we pulled that, because that was a couple of months ago, because it keeps increasing and increasing. And so meme coins are basically the IPOs of crypto. They're the brand new tokens that launch, hoping that one day they're going to become that Doge or that Shiba or one of the altcoins like Sandbox or something. They hope that that's what they're going to become. And so they launch as a brand new token, which is also tied into a lot of the new crypto laws that have come out where they're going to tokenize assets, right? Companies are going to launch these tokens, which are going to basically become an IPO in crypto. And right. So it's an IPO token. They're brand new tokens just launched, but there's 22.5 trillion in volume in trading these, because people are hoping if they buy the next Shiba and they spend $10 and it goes up 10,000x, they made money, right? Because it's a brand new, it's a high risk, high reward. But 25,000 to 50,000 of these launch a day right now. So, and there's usually about 300 to 1,000 people that will buy them consistently because they want to hopefully get the next new altcoin, because they go from a meme coin to an altcoin on CEX, and then they become one of the majors. And so people are anticipating, like, if I buy it at a 6K market cap is like really cheap to get in. So you can spend like $10, and if it 1,000x's, you make $10,000. And usually they run and they go up in volume, and they do it within 2 hours to 24 hours. Sometimes it takes 7 days to hit their high X. They are high risk, high reward. A lot of them launch. So if you're talented and you can sort through 25,000 a day and pick out the top ones, then you got it made, right? But if not, you're kind of like closing your eyes and throwing darts and hoping that the one that you pick is the one that sticks. But that's why we built out AI Signal and AI Base. It sorts through the 25,000, the 50,000 new tokens that launch every day, and then narrows it down to the top 100 to 200 potential high probability candidates that they think that these tokens will hit. And so we have 2 to 3 years of data based on all the tokens that hit that we screened down to that 100 to 200, and we found similarities in contract, similarities in LP, similarities when they lock, when they launch. So all of this data we've collected, 3 years of data, nobody else in crypto has collected data on meme coins. There's too much data to collect, but our bots have been running consistently for over 2 to 3 years, collecting all this data, scanning all of these tokens, and finding the top 100 to 200. And what we went off of before is we went off of 85 different check marks, right? Which are indicators and variables. So if you combine, hypothetically, on a token, you say, if it's locked, renounced, verified contract, if it has a LP that's pretty thick, if they have over 1,000 holders, if the token launched on a Tuesday or a Thursday, it launched in the morning, and then it was in a high volume, which is the first of the month or the 15th of the month, which is, these are all check marks, right? And then if it had like 300 holders within a certain time, if their socials on Twitter, they were posting and they have it on TG and Twitter and they have a website and their website's verified. If you check off all these boxes, it's a better chance that the token will be successful versus if it's just a stealth token. Nobody knows about it. It gets one buyer and they didn't lock and they only have like a dollar in their LP. It's going to fail. But see, what's happening is we have a lot of institutional investors, right? We have a lot of businesses coming in and want to launch tokens, but they don't know all these check marks that make a token successful. If you're going to launch a stock and an IPO, people have systems and strategies that have been around for hundreds of years on how to make an IPO and a stock successful. What you need to do, have your website, have your earnings reports, have your ROI, your multiplier, all this stuff is check marks, right? On a stock, if you're launching a business, you're launching an IPO, you know what to do to make it successful on the launch, but you're still privy to like market conditions. So if it's a bad market, it won't be as successful if it's a hot market and everybody's trying to get in. Same thing with tokens. Like, people don't know that there's 85 different check marks that make a token successful. That's just the beginning part. And that's what we screened for the last 2 to 3 years. Now we've took all of that information off of the 85. And now we also are able to scan all the contracts of the tokens that were successful and then found commonalities on those contracts too, plus the 85 indicators and variables, and Dragon reads the contracts and then finds the similarities, and we've built out tech based off of this data, which nobody has in crypto. Nobody has meme coin data, nobody has IPO data, nobody has what makes a contract successful, nobody has what makes a meme coin successful. All the variables that take place based on volume and time of launch, what the contract says, what the LP says, all that stuff. And it sounds complicated, which it is if you're doing it on your own and trying to figure it all out. But, you know, I've been in crypto since 2016, and I've been in AI since 2019, and I've been in meme coins since like 2021, 2022, and NFTs and digital assets. So I looked at all this data, gathered all of it, combined it. We have like 400, 500 million points of data now, plus contract reading. And then we put it into the AI and then find the similarity and the patterns and then screen the tokens and then narrow it down to the top 100 to 200 out of 50,000 that launch a day because of this data. So people don't understand when like somebody's saying, oh, buy this token. Why are they saying buy this token? Like, we have reasons why you do or don't buy a token because of data and because similarities and patterns and recognition and systems and strategy and timing and launch and all this stuff. So that's what people don't understand. And now there's 22.5 trillion volume in trading meme coins, and nobody has the data except us. So why don't they have the data? Because they haven't gathered the data. They didn't think it was important. 22.5 trillion volume in trading in data.
And that's nobody, a lot of data.
And nobody has collected it but us. So we have it on ETH. We have it on Base. We have Sol and Stealth that nobody knows about that we've built out over since May of last year. And then we have Dragon that scans all of these contracts and finds the highest probability out of the 50,000 that launch, compares the similarities, combines it with AI, and then we'll auto trade it for you. It uses the system and strategy and auto trades it for you. Just set it up to buy and it'll exit out on the strategy out. But that's the thing that people don't understand. Like, if you have stocks, you know how to buy stocks. Most people kind of know how to buy stocks. And if they don't, then they listen to other people that have researched it and used the data and figured out how to buy stocks, right?
Right.
But nobody has done it for tokens. Nobody has done it for crypto. Nobody has done it for meme coins. And so that's why we're able to predict what ETH is going to hit, because it's more factors that take place on what makes ETH run or BTC run besides like your friend told you to buy it, right? So there's a lot of factors, like I said, volume, the Fed meeting in 2 weeks, people coming back from a holiday, volume buying, more institutionals coming in. There's a lot of reasons that back why an asset will go up, or an asset will profit take, or an asset will range trade. And if you study charts all the time and you look at economic data and factors, and then you combine it with social factors and psychology and how people are motivated and what inspires them to do something or not do something, this all combines into it. And then you look at socials and then see who's talking about something and what's influencing, and if tariffs are influencing or not influencing it, if the Fed's cutting rate or not, like all this stuff, if you combine it and put it together, it influences the markets. And people don't realize that. But if you're a solo person trying to figure it all out and you haven't traded and you don't know what you're doing, you're
Good
not going to
luck.
know this knowledge. But we have all this knowledge because we have years of experience and 400 million points of data and AI combined with it and scanning, and then it's able to find similarities and systems and strategies built on this information. And that's what people don't understand, is we have the power exponentially with AI, but if you're not inputting good information, you're going to get out bad information. But if you're inputting good information and combining it with AI, you're going to get quality, pristine data and information on your output. And the more data you collect that is valuable, that is quality, that there's a reason why that data is being collected and what it's researching, your output is going to be amazing. And then that's what we keep doing, is collecting more and refining it and finding out what affects the market. And then we've been talking to you about it for the last 2 years. And so every single time we say, we're optimistic on ETH and this is the great time. Like, ETH bottomed out on April 8th. Since February, we've been predicting that the markets would pick up after May 5th. The markets picked up to the day, May 8th. And we said that 2 to 3 months in advance. Tell me how many bots or people or economics or anybody out there could have told you that. Like,
Zero.
name one person who told you that 2 to 3 months in advance that our target was May 8th.
I
I'm
don't
sorry,
think
May 5th. We
anyone.
said the target was May 5th. It hit May 8th. And it's been on an up run ever since and broke 2 all-time highs over the weekend. And we went from 1,200, 1,400 all the way up to 4,950. So this is why this is why data is important. This is why AI is important. This is why having correct inputs to get a good output is important. People don't realize that. And when you are a scientific data number nerd like me, this is like my favorite thing. And when you, if you're science, like if you study science and you know to do predictions and you do hypothesis and predictions and then they come out, then you understand what I'm talking about. So, like, we've had proven theories that have hit the targets every single time based on the data that we're inputting and our hypothesis on what's going to happen based on past historical information. So it comes out exactly the way we've been predicting. And so now I can look like at a chart and I can say, yep, the chart, it has this range, it's going to hit. If it breaks out through this, so then it's going to keep going. And that's what it's been doing. But again, do your own research, not financial advice. So
And can I add that you haven't missed once?
no, I haven't. And like, since we've been talking and I've been posting, So if you're like part of AI Signal or AI Base, like in Dragon, we have private holder chats and we have chats in Telegram that we tell people like what our targets are on ETH, and it's hit every single target. And then we also have, I have a Twitter space too that I would predict like what I think a token would do or an NFT or a digital asset or ETH or BTC would hit. And I screenshot it and it has proof of it. Like everything's documented. So you can go back and look and hit every single target on there too. And then I had groups in Discords. I have like 15 different alpha groups that I was a caller and analyst in. We had 75,000 following, and most of my stuff would hit like 20 to 200x within like 15 seconds to 15 minutes because I saw all these variables and then checked all these boxes. And based off of this information and volume, I knew that it would hit its target. And so this is what's important. And when people are investing, you have to understand like, where are you getting your knowledge and your information from? Where are you getting your research and your education? Who's telling you what? And if it's like, what's his name? Kramer? Every time Kramer, is it
Jim
Kramer?
Kramer.
What's the Jim Kramer? So it's like a running kind
Jim
of like
Kramer,
meme. Every time he says something, everybody does the opposite of what he says. So if he said like sell ETH, you should buy ETH. So that's like the running thing. But like with me, hopefully, do your own research, sell financial advice. You know, we go off of it's not just like I'm like, oh, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I think today's the day. No, it's like based off of all of this information and historicals and backtest and psychology and movement and what the market's doing and what influences and if tariffs and like, and if you know strategy on why people do certain things to shape the markets or move the markets, and you could understand like what their deadline is and they're in negotiations, you can predict when it will have a breakout because of that. Like when the tariffs were 100 tariffs, right, in the beginning in February, we knew that the markets were going to have a pullback
Right.
because they were scared. And we said at this, we knew the markets were going to have a pullback because they're scared. And so everyone's always anticipates emotionally what they think is going to happen in the future. Well, we knew because of negotiating and way people bargain and negotiate that there's certain deadlines that certain things had to take place by. And then if they also knew that they couldn't stay that way forever because it would affect the economy. So one party or the other party would have to give in. And so based off of that data, we knew that on that bounce back up, we would have that bounce back up. And we did, right? So there's a
Right.
lot of things that take place. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on in the world. There's things that are happening in the economy that is happening with interest rates or the stock market or AI or, you know, tech stocks, like all of that stuff influences. And based off of all of that information, if you're able to absorb it all, combine it all, go and look at historicals and what happens with a market when certain things happen. And we are in a new tech age. So you have to also add that in, which is another factor that wasn't part of like the last 100 years. They didn't have AI and tech. So you have to add that in too. Plus the speed of people being able to execute buy and sell. You have to add that in too, where before you'd have to send it to your broker, wait 3 days, get a confirmation back, and you would get a different price. Like now there's speed and execution, and everybody can do it online within milliseconds. So that's a factor too. But taking all of that information and then assimilating it and then doing predictive models based off of that. That's basically what our AI bots do. It's taking all of the information, systems and strategy, historicals, combining it with AI, screening it with AI, and then scanning it down to the top 100 to 200, and then predicting ETH and BTC on targets. So, you know,
And it
that's just
does
like a little thing, like, you know, I do for
just
fun on the side.
on the side, right? On the side. And it does all of that in milliseconds, where it would take you weeks, months to try to gather all the information, years to get the three. Actually, you probably can't even get the data that we have anymore. I don't think it's possible to. We've tried to go back and get the data that maybe, oh, let's see if we can go back and get this data to see it. You can't go back and get the data that we already have. It's impossible. You can't catch the market cycles. You can't get the data that our bots have collected, the 400, 500 million points of data. It is irreplaceable, and only one only one group of people have it, and that's us.
Well, that's the thing. So what people don't realize is if you go and try and go back on a token, so say a token, a meme coin, started a 6K market cap and it went to like a 200 million. And it was from 3 years ago. If you try and get that on analytics, nobody stores that data. So you would have to go back to the original contract, scan the original contract, go back to the first original buyers on it, and then see where it hit its high, all-time high. But a lot of like the analytics that are out there now with DEX and all the APIs on like DEX and Codex and TTF and Auto and PERB and all the other ones that do analytics don't hold their data back 3 years. They do most recent. So if you see an all-time high on a market cap, it changes as that data like falls off. So if it hit 200 million 3 years ago, nobody really has that data, but we have it stored in our cloud because we scanned it and we kept it. So we know what the accurate price is. And then you could go back and actually look at the contract and verify that it did hit what we said it did. Plus when it happens, we screenshot it and we keep it in the Telegram, and plus it's stored on the cloud. So we have all that information, where most people will drop it off because on doing scans alone, you're scanning like a million different scans a day. Like if you're searching through 50,000 tokens, you have to get like a million different price points throughout the day. And that's a lot of data to store on a cloud, right? And right, think about that. If you're storing like a million per day for over 3 years, that's a lot of data. But we kept the key information, which is the first market cap, the all-time high, how many holders, all the detailed information that's pertinent to it. And so like if somebody comes in right now and it's a major player and they want to get into tokens, they want to get into meme coins, which are the IPOs, and that's what everyone's going to start launching in businesses, they don't have this information. They're going to be going in blind. So would you want to be buying a token from somebody who doesn't know how to launch a token or what a token does or the history of it or how what makes it clean or what makes it run or makes it go up in value and they've never done it before? Or would you want to go to somebody who has 3 years of data, historicals, AI, all the information and hit every single, well, knock on wood and do your own research, hit pretty much all your targets? So that's why we can find things at a low market cap, because we're able to scan it all and find it early based on the parameters on what a token looks like and what the contract does, and then predict it based off of that information. But yes, I've been on my little soapbox today, I guess. But I'm optimistic. I'm excited because go ETH, right?
So when
ETH is rallying and ETH is hitting its targets and it's at an all-time high and we're teaching people out there to get more educated to understand things, like, I'm excited and hyped up and go ETH. But so I know it's like super everybody. Complicated. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. I was just gonna say if you got in when we told you to at back when it was 1200, everybody should be excited. That's what we're hoping
right.
for.
That
we want everybody
April
to
8th.
Be excited right now.
Yeah, that was April 8th. It was a Tuesday, I know, and I remember that night because I was giving you all stories on people who made their most wealth when the market was at its bottom. And that was our April 8th speech, and that was the bottom. That was the bottom in the financial markets. That was the bottom in stock markets. That was the bottom in crypto. On April 8th, that was that Tuesday night. And we went back and looked through history on people that made their most wealth is when people were scared and selling off. That's when people bought. So you still are not late to the game. If you're, crypto investing, stock markets, historically, stock markets always go an average of 8 to 12% up a year if you go over like a 5, 10-year history, right? Even when there's pullbacks. And crypto is on its way up too. It's a new tech. So I'm optimistic. Do your research, not financial advice. You're not late to the game. Anytime you invest in your future, in your life, you're never late to a game. It doesn't matter when you start, how you start, what you do. Just go out and buy $10 of a stock, go buy $10 of a bond. Just start with one baby step, $10 of crypto if you want to. Don't try and flip it. Think of long-term vision for your future. Think about learning so you can educate yourself and understand how the market works. And then get excited on your successes. Get excited on your wins. If there's a pullback in profit taking, notice that as a learning curve that, hey, this is what she talked about. This is what normally happens. And then a month later, it's back up again. You're like, oh, look, I'm not emotional. It was only $10. I saw what the cycle did. Now I understand what she's talking about. But just go out and take care of your future, right? And yes, everything that we've been explaining for the last 2 years sounds really complicated and technical and data and information and cycles and psychology and emotion and volume and all this stuff. That's what all goes into it. But the best part about it is because of building out these AI bots and Dragon Pro, you don't have to know anything about it because the AI does it for you. The trading platform does it for you. All you have to do is say, today I'm investing $10, sign up with your social, trade one token, and then let it handle it for you. It gives you all the analytics, the charts, all the information, all the research that you need if you want it, but it does it for you. It scans the 50,000 tokens and finds the top 100 to 200 best tokens. It finds the analytics for you. It finds out when the peak time is for volume. It understands the market cycles. It knows all of it for you, so you don't have to know all this thing that I've been talking about. But the whole reason I've been doing it is to teach people, this is how you invest, this is how you trade, this is what goes on to make you a smart, educated trader. And yes, we built out these AI bots and this platform because it is complicated. So we wanted to make it simple so everybody can be an investor. Everybody can learn how to trade. Everybody can go out and start a better future with $10. We made it so it has a low barrier to entry, one click, easy to use, invest from anywhere in the world, set it up with $10, and then let it buy and sell for you. So you don't have to know all this, but I'm explaining what it's made out of, all the back parts of it, like all the back technology. So the front end is simple and easy for you so that we have it complicated on the back end with all the analytics and the data and the information, but it runs on the front end simple. And yeah. I wanted people to understand like what goes in to make this. If you make a complex like cake with layers of filling and eggs and like spices and chocolate and fresh chocolate, and that's like all the complications of the cake, right? Right. You don't have to go out and make the cake and make it from scratch and bake it and do all the stuff. You just get to eat the cake. So I don't know if that's like a good analogy.
No, that was a great one.
Right. So like we build out the complicated cake and then you get to log in one click and eat the cake.
Basically, so, grab your fork and dig in.
Right. So that's what I like. Because the markets are rallying, I'm super hyped up. I'm super excited. Everything's doing what we wanted to do. So I wanted to like explain it because we've been trying to simplify it down, but it is very complex, but it's complex combined with AI. So it's simple for everybody else. We take all the hard work and the complexity and combine it with AI so that it can be simple for everybody else. What's that saying? I think Einstein did it. It says, the mark of a genius is taking something complicated and making it simple. Yeah, there's a quote out there. And so that's always ran in the back of my brain forever is like, how can I take all these things that I learn and understand and teach and how can I simplify it down? And that's basically what we did. We built out the AI signal bots. We built out the Dragon Pro so that it takes the complication of trying to invest and trade and learn and do all that stuff and simplifies it down so anybody can invest and make their future brighter with only $10, one click, and trade anywhere in the world. That's the goal. Right.
That is the goal.
So
you don't need to learn code like us.
No. So you can travel anywhere in the world that you want to because of it. So we were doing this thing. We have about 10 more minutes. I know I went on my little excitement because I'm very excited about all that's going on, but I was trying to explain like what we do so you all know how much work goes into it and why I don't sleep and why I have to take sips of water all the time. But
Work is pretty dry.
we've built out over like 300 plus AI bots. They're AI like mini businesses that have the complexity and built these out. So I started AI in 2019, but built these out all like in 2022 and 2023. We had full AIs that have personalities and voices and talk to you and knowledge and information and have communication with you and can generate art and memes on Twitter and Telegram, have conversations with you on the phone. This was all built out in 22, 23. So we were ahead of everybody else. And this was my fun low tech that I thought was low tech. But everybody is coming out with it now and raising money on that stuff now that I built out over 3 years ago. And they're raising like 5 million to 100 million to a billion on raises on low tech that I thought was fun and would add like value and entertainment. With one of them has my, like it's a bot that has my voice. It's an AI that has my voice, my personality, my background, my information. You can ask it questions and it'll answer questions about anything in the world. But it will do it with like a twist of my voice, my personality. And then we have like another bot that's called the
The
ex-girlfriend.
ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. So she's a Southern belle and she knows everything about Southern food and she's a flirt and will talk to you and answer questions, but also like make it lighthearted and easy and fun to learn and communicate with you in a voice and talk to you and give you information and then anything that you want to know. And we built these out 3 years ago. And now people are starting to launch these, but we built them out 3 years ago. So they've taken like our umbrella stack and starting to launch based off of stack that we already built out 3 years ago. So that's just like a couple of them. Like we have a DNA bot that will take your raw DNA, you download it, and will give you like information based on scientific data on your DNA, what you are predisposed to, like if you might have heart conditions in your history or you have blue eyes, it reads all that information and gives it to you, and it's on DNA. And we have AI that does that, and we have AI bots that we built out for that. And we have a bot that will find you the lowest airfare anywhere in the world up to 13 months out, where you just say, I want to go from Las Vegas to Hawaii, and it'll find you airfare for $100 up to 13 months out, give you all the airlines and the days and the prices and all the information within milliseconds because it's combined with AI. And I built the algo out in 2016, 2017, traveled over 35 countries on it, and then built out the AI bot two plus years ago. So, and then nobody's even done that one yet. So we have a lot of tech that we built out, but it's fun for me and it changes lives because it makes life easier and it takes that complication and simplifies it down. So the mark of a genius is taking something complicated and simplifying it down so everybody can use from an 18-year-old to a 90-year-old grandma. The goal is like make our life fun, better, happier. Do the things that we love to do, find the passions that we love to do, because AI is helping us. And whatever you input into your AI, remember, is going to give you your output. So if you're doing bad input to the AI, you're going to get a bad output. If you're putting in clean, quality information into the AI and formulas and information and data, it's going to give you a good output. But if you put bad data in and bad information, it's going to give you a bad output. So it doesn't mean that everybody knows how to or can do AI. It's the quality that they're putting in. And you still have to understand like what to input into an AI to make it produce something with quality.
Right. So if anyone's putting emojis in there, they're affecting everybody's tap.
Right. We say our AI, we say they're getting sappy because a lot of sappy information is getting put into the AI right now. We have other words for it, but yeah.
It's cool to see it though. We see that more and more people are using it, and different types of people are using it, and they're using it for fun things. They're using it for their personal lives, or they're asking to get relationship advice. And we can tell these things because the AI changes based on that, and
Right.
it changes for everybody based on that
So
because it
you'll have
learns
to,
from this.
yeah, so you'll have to think about this. All the information that you're inputting into AI, which is like Gemini and ChatGPT and Grok and all this stuff, they're collecting all of this information, and then the AI is evolving based on the input that you all are putting in there. So if you're inputting like, our
One plus
AI is
one
getting a
equals
little
four.
fluffy, is the word. It's getting a little bit, instead of like, I'm a logical brain. So when my AI comes back to me with, I ask for a simple sentence, like a simple one liner, and it comes back to me with three paragraphs, I'm like, I wonder who out there has been inputting into the collective community of AI lately. But it's kind of funny. If you're a data nerd or in tech or scientific brain and you're on AI, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody who's using it for fun just thinks it's for fun, which it is. But the funny thing is like all the input, y'all have to remember whatever you're inputting into AI, it's collecting this information. You may think it's private, but it's collecting all of this information and then it's running all this information also plus whatever's on the web. So whatever's out in the universe, out on the web and books and digital, anything, it can find those sources. Any articles are out there. So if you have information out there that's not clean and good data, it's going to still pull that information. If you have great information out in the world and in the internet and digital assets, and you have positive, optimistic data and information and scientific, it's going to pull that. But if you have goofy stuff out there, it's going to pull that too. So remember the collective, whatever we input into the AI, it's collecting all of this. So watch the quality that you input into the AI because you want good quality to come out of it. But that's just my little input. And if you're on it, you can see like some days we're like, ChatGPT must be a little sleepy today because it's not communicating very well. It's not listening to what I'm asking for it. But we use a lot of different sources. Like we have OpenAI and we have AI that we created, but like we do for fun, we'll go on to ChatGPT or Gemini just to see what kind of outputs it's coming up with, just to see the quality of it. But it's kind of hysterical.
It
It's
is.
probably our sarcastic AI having a communication with it because we have sarcastic AI bots that will like whatever we cater towards it on the prompts, we say like, talk about the color red or something, and it'll like mention about the color red, and but it'll be sarcastic. So the AI is really funny.
It is funny. It is funny.
Yeah.
And make
So
sure you're nice to the AI too, because it will remember that.
yeah,
There
be
is a
nice to your
video.
AI.
There is a video that Elizabeth showed me. I think it was like a few months ago. But make sure to say thank you to your AI and please, because it does remember these things.
Please and thank you. And it will respond in like kind too, like kind if you do that also. But yeah, so next Tuesday, Big Tuesday, y'all have an amazing Labor Day weekend. If you're in the States, have fun, enjoy yourself, be safe, spend time with family, friends, touch grass, touch water, do all the fun things that you're supposed to do. Enjoy your holiday. Tuesday, we're coming back on volume. I have a feeling that we might have volume this week just because people will know Tuesday will be the big day. So they might
Yes.
start buying. I didn't even check what ETH is at right now.
ETH right now is at 4555. 4555, yeah.
That's okay. We usually go up tonight and then we stay up a little bit for the next couple of days. Fridays and up, Saturdays and up. It's a holiday weekend, but go out and have fun. And go ETH. And once we break through that 4950, break through that 5000, we're on our next legs up. Do your own research, it's not financial advice. We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll talk about travel and holidays next week too. So enjoy all of your holidays and travel, and we will end your tacos, and we'll see you,
see you next
Tuesday.
Week.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.